It's time for the Nerd Up Podcast, and here's your pod hosts, Guilty Wilson. Nerd
Up! All right, Guilty Wilson here with the Nerd Up Podcast, and once again at the Fright Night Film Festival Horror Convention, and I found somebody that actually makes films, works with films. Well, I guess they're all over the place around here today, so. Right. But Rob Collins, and you're with Concept Media Films.
Right.
What is Concept Media Films, first of all?
Concept Media Films is a film company based out of Dayton, Ohio.
Okay.
We have several films out right now, but our claim to fame is the Don't Fuck in the Woods franchise. So if you like horror creatures, right, if you love horror creatures and boobs and blood, we got it for you, man.
What horror fan doesn't? I mean, come on.
Right. We got part two coming out later at the end of this month, of October.
So wow.
The premiere is up in Ohio, up there close to Dayton.
So okay.
You can go to Concept Media Films, ConceptMediaLLC.com, and buy tickets.
Okay. ConceptMediaLLC.com.
Right.
All right, we'll keep that one. I'll put a link for that on the page as well. Now, you've got an Indiegogo, is that right?
I do. Coming up.
What's this about? And let's talk about this. Let's get to some people contributing.
All right. We have an Indiegogo for Mr. Buzzkill that we have going right now. We are currently, I think we are 25% funded. We are just over 2,000. We have a $9,000 goal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So hopefully we can get that here soon, and then that'll be some weight off of my shoulders.
Right. So people calling Mr. Buzzkill, they weren't calling you that. They were talking about your movie. And that makes sense
right,
now.
Okay. Right.
Now, what is what's the premise behind Mr. Buzzkill? Why would people want to, give you money?
It's a horror comedy, first of all. And then
nice.
our effects are all practical. So, and it is going to be some really bloody, chunky effects. They're going to be good. So if you love practical effects and mass amounts of blood, then you're going to love Mr. Buzzkill. Mr. Buzzkill himself, though, is like, I don't want to say too much without giving anything away, because there's a twist at the end that you'll only get throughout that. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right, okay. Yeah.
So, but there's also a perk on there, on the Indiegogo, that you can buy where you get your voice in the film.
Oh, wow.
And this is a crucial moment in the story, because this actually tells the backstory and why Mr. Buzzkill does what he does. So okay. You could be the one to, like, tell the Mr. Buzzkill backstory.
Oh, that would be sweet.
Right, so there's three spots of that. I believe we have one left.
Uh-oh.
So when those go, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe there's still the one last one up right now.
As of recording of this podcast, there's one left.
Right, there's one left.
Okay, so, bloody, chunky, gore. I like that kind of, that's the best kind of horror film, because those are the ones that you're just like, oh, but you can't look away.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's like, oh, right. Okay, cool. But what other films have you worked on before? I mean, what's some other names that you've worked with?
I've worked with Jason Crow. I've worked with Brittany Blanton a few times. Mm-hmm. We worked together with her. She's also part of Concept Media, but she's the main actress and star for the Don't Fuck in the Woods franchise.
Okay.
And she's actually also starring in Mr. Buzzkill as well.
Oh, okay,
cool. She's my lead actress in that as well.
Okay.
And then Sean Burkett is the writer-director of the Don't Fuck in the Woods franchise. He's also a producer, and he is playing Mr. Buzzkill in the film.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So he's taken on quite a bit of duty for this film.
Well, now you keep bringing up this Don't Fuck in the Woods movie, and now you're going to have a sequel to it come out.
Yeah.
Wow. What's the concept behind it? What happened? Where did this come from?
Sean Burkett did one, I think that was back in 2015, he did the first Don't Fuck in the Woods, and then I met him in a parking lot at another movie premiere, and then I heard he was doing the sequel, and he was looking for an effects artist, so me and my business partner, we ran up to him in the parking lot, basically shouted at him, and was like, I can do the effects, and then he was just like, okay, giant guy. So I think I kind of bullied my way into the job.
Hey, that's the way to do it, man.
You got to start somewhere.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. Okay, now you're working on this Mr. Buzzkill, and now how much of it, I mean, Indiegogo, I know you're trying to get it funded there. How much of it is completed, and how much of it is waiting until it's funded?
We have to wait for it to be funded to completely start
okay.
on it. Like, we have the teaser trailer out right mm-hmm. now that is on Facebook and our Indiegogo as
okay.
well. You can see it there. So we did make a teaser trailer, so there is parts of it that will be in the movie.
Okay. All right. So how do they find you on Indiegogo?
Through Facebook. You can go to official Mr. Buzzkill on the Facebook page, and then official Mr. Buzzkill on Indiegogo, or not Indiegogo, Instagram.
Instagram, okay. Official Mr. Buzzkill and Buzzkill, and then basically the link's there. Get to the Indiegogo, contribute some money, because it sounds like it's going to be a fun movie anyway.
We have several perks that you can, like, we have several perks that you could be involved in the movie. Like, there's one where you can actually be killed on screen. So, ooh, like, you can come out to set, and then, like, Mr. Buzzkill himself will kill you.
That's, so, now, where are you guys filming most of this?
It'll be towards Brookville, Ohio.
Okay, so in the Ohio, okay.
Yeah. We mostly stay in Ohio, Kentucky.
Okay.
Indiana.
That way, when the people, whenever they contribute, they're like, okay, how far do I have to travel?
Right.
So, all right, well, now, that's what I love about Indiegogo and Kickstarter and all the crowdfunding, is that there's little gifts that you can get out of it. Like,
right.
I mean, I've done some comic books where I appear in a comic book, you know?
Right.
But I think it'd be better in a film.
Right, see?
I might have to check this out. So.
Right.
Now, do you have again, Indiegogo, you're trying to get as much money as you can, and you have to have, like, different levels. You have, like, what's somebody that's like, oh, I got a couple bucks or a few bucks. What's the lowest they can get down to?
$5. Like,
that's all right.
Well, technically, you can donate, like a dollar if
that's
you want.
That's true,
it.
Yeah.
But we have a perk for $5 where on the official Mr. Buzzkill Facebook page and Instagram, we post pictures of our donators and stuff like that. So, like, people who you can buy a social media shout-out.
Okay, cool. That's nice. And what's like a high end?
For $500, you can be a producer. So you'll get IMDb credit. You'll get a movie poster. You'll get your name on the opening credits. You'll get,
ooh,
if you have a production company, we'll throw your opening bumper right there for at the start of the movie. Like, we have all kinds of stuff. And then we also have another one where you can be involved in the film. Get your face in the film is what we call the perk.
Mm-hmm.
And what it is like, there's pictures in a scene, so like some of the pictures could be the people who donated through there.
Oh, so
and
you've
that one's only like $20, I believe.
Okay,
that might be a little bit more. I could be wrong.
So you've worked in ideas of how to get people involved, and that, yeah, that's a great way to do it because if they can say my face is on there, they're probably going to give more money to be in it.
So like, and we were trying to find a way to get people involved during Corona. Like,
oh God, yes.
So like, we can't have a whole lot of people on set at a time, so we're like, we still want people to be involved, so that's why we came up with the radio thing, and then the, well, not the radio thing, you get your voice, it's
right,
on a
right.
radio.
Oh, okay.
But, like, it's calling into a radio station, but then you can get your face on there, and that's a picture in a scene, and
mm-hmm.
then you can be killed in a scene.
That's
then,
the one I'm liking.
Right. You should look it up, man.
All right, definitely will be, once again, Mr. Buzzkill, you can find that on official Mr. Buzzkill on Facebook and Instagram.
Official Mr. Buzzkill on Instagram.
Okay, that's okay. And and find the Mr. Buzzkill on Indiegogo, because it sounds like, I mean, I'm a huge fan of horror, so I'm he had me sold already.
Right, and it's all practical effects, man. Like,
that's cool.
This blood's going to be
squirting.
Right, and we're just going to, like, throw as much blood on the walls, through the forest, everywhere,
nice.
Man.
Nice. So, and those are sometimes the best ones. And I just worked with a mutual friend of ours, Jed Bryan, worked with him on a short that he's doing for 13 Slays of Christmas coming up, or Till Christmas. And the amount of blood in a little, I think it's like maybe 4 minutes long.
Yeah.
I think the amount of blood was like 20 times the length of the show.
Oh,
I mean, it was just so cool. And I loved it.
I can't wait to see Jed's.
Yeah. It's going to be really fun.
We Concept Media actually got to do a short segment on that 13 Slays Till Christmas
good.
As well. So,
oh, really?
We'll have a short on there with Jed as well.
Nice. I look forward to that then. Yeah.
And then my partner and I, we did the effects on two of the segments on that. So we did one for PJ Starks and his company on a segment, and then Concept Media did a segment that we did the effects on.
Oh, so we're like family then, I guess.
Right?
We've all worked on the same film on the anthology, and that one's supposed to come out in Christmas. COVID kind of put a weirdness into everything anyway,
yeah,
so we'll see what happens with that. So it's kind of cool to know that you guys got a segment in that as well.
Yeah.
So, all right, so once again, you got to check out Mr. Buzzkill on Indiegogo. Get these guys funded, because, I mean, it's going to be a fun one if nothing else.
It's going to be really fun.
Yeah. And,
Nadia White's also in it. I almost forgot about her. She's lovely.
Ah.
Like, if you don't know who that is, then just Google her.
Yeah, I'm sure they wouldn't. Yeah. You'll find out. Nadia White. Okay,
yeah.
All right, now I got to ask, whose idea was the Mr. Buzzkill?
I have a buddy named Joe. Like, me and him, we used to hang out, and we came up with the idea. He is the co-writer. Joey T. Myers is his name. He is the co-writer. But, like, that's... So me and him kind of came up with it together.
Okay. Now, when is the Indiegogo expire? When's that stop?
November 3rd.
So there's plenty of time. People, get in there now.
Right. Yep. All of October.
Yeah. All of this month to get in there and get some money unto them, and also maybe get a perk for you. I like the producer credit, too. So
yeah. We've had a couple of people grab that one.
Nice. Like,
I know we have an associate producer and a regular producer.
Okay.
Like Bert. So producer's a little bit cheaper.
Yeah. And that's the thing about, you know, talk about any kind of movie out of Hollywood, the producers, that's what they do, is they put up money for the film. That's why they're there. So now you found a way to get people involved that wouldn't normally be in Hollywood.
Right.
So that's what Indiegogo is really good for. So, all right. So Mr. Buzzkill and Rob Collins here talking with me. And, well, you got anything, last words, anything to pimp yourself out on?
Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram. Thanks ahead of time for any donations you guys might get. It'll be well worth it. I promise you guys a bloody fun time. It's going to be a horror comedy, so if you love horror comedies, you're going to love this.
I love those.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's cool. So Rob Collins with Concept Media Films, Mr. Buzzkill on the Indiegogo. Get that funded right now, because that sounds like too much fun to miss. And wish you luck in the future, and hopefully maybe we'll work together somehow.
Yeah, that'd be cool, man.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And, well, that's another episode of the Nerd Up Podcast. I'm Gil T. Wilson. Like we say at the end of every episode, stay nerdy.